Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give, and there's no regular commitment. Just click the link in the show description to support now.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Welcome to the INFJ Whisperer podcast, where I dissect all things INFJ. You are not alone anymore. There are others like you.
Hello, everyone. I hope that you're doing amazing wherever you are in the world. My name is Boom Shaka, and I welcome you to my channel. As always, I'm so grateful and just ecstatic that you are watching my videos, that you're supporting me, that you're subscribing and commenting. And of course, if you want to support me further, you can do that by going to my Ko-fi or Patreon link. The links are in the description below. In this video, I wanted to speak to you guys about how INFJs have a great deal of anxiety. We have a great deal of anxiety in general, but we have a great deal of anxiety related to truth and honesty and authenticity. In fact, I would say a majority of the anxiety that we feel on a daily basis is because we are not being true to ourselves in some way, shape, or form. And this is something that I think at least it's true for me, and it's true for a couple of other INFJs I've spoken to. And this is something that I know that affects me on a daily basis. So I'll be walking through the world, and perhaps I'll end up doing something that's inauthentic to me, because I wanted to keep the peace, because I wanted to keep the harmony, because I wanted to go along with my friends, because there was really no point going against them. But then within myself, I'm thinking to myself, this is not who I really am. And so I really need to recalibrate myself in my head and tell myself, is this really who I am? Am I really an honest person? Am I really authentic in that manner? Or do I really behave in this way? Or do I behave in that way? And so I really have to go inside and recalibrate. And I've spoken about the recalibration effect already. But the main point of this is that it causes us anxiety if we are not true to ourselves. So if you are feeling any sort of anxiety right now, and if you do feel a lot of anxiety on a daily basis, I can pretty much assure you that a lot of it has to do with inauthenticity. It's probably that you are on a daily basis not behaving in accordance with your values because you're trying to go along with a group or with a family member or with society's rules. And because of that discrepancy between you and your values, you're feeling that sense of anxiety. And it has been the case for me for the longest time. And I know on those days where I am able to be authentic to myself, I feel very little anxiety. It's almost non-existent. And then on those days when I have to be around people a lot, and this is one of the things, when I'm on my own a lot, I can be authentic without any issues. When we go out into the world, a lot of times being an adult is about kind of going along with things perhaps that are not really in accordance with your values. And so when I'm around a lot of people, then I know that I come back home with anxiety because I did one or two things where I was like, I shouldn't have done that. I only did that because I was going along with the people around me. I'll give you a quick example from why I started thinking about this from my day yesterday. So I was going to a pool party with a girlfriend of mine, my really extroverted friend. And so I was going to the pool party with her, and we were driving along on the streets on our motorbikes. I was following her, and the street that the hotel was on, the hostel, which was hosting the pool party, was on a one-way street. And she's like, "It's okay. I go in the opposite direction on a motorbike all the time. Let's go on this road in the opposite direction. It should be fine." Yeah. And I'm thinking to myself, I don't know if that's a good idea. But then she started driving off, and I was like, all right, cool. I guess if she does it all the time, she's been driving much longer than me. And so, of course, there was this doubt within me, and I was like, oh, I don't know if this is right, but that's okay. And I kept on following her. And obviously, and this is one of the things about being an INFJ, is that the universe instantaneously, like, no, this is not you. Stop doing that. And a cop stopped us, and he was about to give us a ticket. And we were like, I'm sorry, we didn't know, we apologize, and things like that. And he didn't and end up giving us a ticket, thankfully, which is nice because we saved some cash. But more than that, it was a lesson for me, which was that I went along with her, even though I knew that it was not something I would do normally. I never, ever break the law in that regard, especially on the roads, because breaking the law means doing something that is dangerous, basically. That's the reason there's a law about it. And you don't go on in the wrong direction on a one-way street because it means that you're going against the traffic and it can be dangerous, even though you're on a motorbike. Or, you don't cross a red light because, again, it's dangerous. You might get hit. And so there's a reason for those laws. Now, I'm not saying every law has a reason, but mostly I find that road laws, like street laws, are there for a reason. And so I follow them to the T. Even if it is, if I'm in a hurry and there's a red light and there's no one around, I'll still wait because I just want to make sure that I keep myself safe and other people safe as well. Because you could hit someone, yeah, or someone could hit you and they could be hurt as well. And I don't want that on my conscience. So then, of course, afterwards, I'm thinking to myself, the universe was kind to me. She didn't give me a ticket, but she gave me a lesson. And she's like, every single time you're not being authentic to yourself, I'm going to remind you of that fact. And she does that for me really nicely. And I think for all INFJs in general, we have this sense. We always say to each other, if I do anything wrong, I get caught in an instant. Someone else could be doing that something wrong for ages and they'll never get caught. Just like my girlfriend. She's like, I go in the wrong direction on a one-way street all the time and I never get caught. And I was like, yeah, that was because I was there. But in general, what I'm saying is that moment of inauthenticity, it was because I was going along with a friend and I was like, well, yeah, she's going and let's not think about it too much. Let's just do it. I could have been like, no, I'm sorry. I'm not comfortable going in the wrong direction on a one-way street. We can just go around. It won't take that much longer. We can just go this way and it'll be all right. But instead of having that disharmony or having that conversation, I was like, well, let's just go along with it. And that causes that inauthenticity where afterwards I had to spend at least 10, 15 minutes in the bathroom kind of thinking to myself and really reconciling myself with the idea that I was not authentic to myself. I would not normally do this if I was not with her or if she hadn't asked me to. And she didn't do it from a place of negativity or of wanting to harm me, or she did it from a good place. But it doesn't mean anything. It still means that I was being inauthentic. And so it caused me anxiety. Now today, I'm sitting here obviously doing this video, and I'm doing it because I want to remind myself that the more moments I can spend in these moments of authenticity, and it's just moment by moment actually, like every moment you're making a choice to be authentic or not to be authentic. You know, I could do these videos, you know, straightening up my hair and doing makeup, but is that being authentic to me or not? It's not. I don't like it, I don't want to do it, and so I don't, right? And so in every moment, we're making a choice. Should I say this or should I say that? Or should I go here or should I go there? Should I go to a vegetarian food place in the morning or should I go have some meat and potatoes? You know, there's always a choice you're making. And I'm not saying that one choice is wrong or right, but your body will let you know pretty instantaneously, because you'll start getting a lot of anxiety if you're not making an authentic choice. If you're not making the right choice for you with regards to your values and your systems, you're going to feel that inauthenticity in your body. Your heart's going to start pumping loudly and it's going to start reminding you that your body exists, and it starts reminding you that you're going the wrong way. This is not for you. This is not what you're all about. Correct yourself or change your values, right? Now, we're not going to change our values because INFJs are very specific about the values that we choose. And so mainly what's going to happen is that we're going to have to change our path. Yeah. For the longest time, I knew my value, one of my main values since I was 16, 17, 18, I would say, was creativity. Right? It was my main value. I wanted my life to be creative. I wanted me to be creative. I wanted all the work that I did to be creative. It was just one of those values that has been with me forever and ever and ever, since I was a child, I'm sure. I didn't know that it was called creativity at that point, but as soon as I knew what the word for it was, I knew that that was one of my values. Yeah. Now, I have a set of 5 or 6 values. I can speak more about it if you guys are interested in the next video, but I have a set of 6 or 7 values that I've been following through since I was 21 years old. When I started doing these value systems and figuring out what my values are, and these values have stuck with me since all of that time. I might have removed one and added another, but these 5, 6 values have stuck with me since that time. They haven't changed that much. And that's because they're important to me and I've stuck with it. But as I said, for the longest time, creativity was one of my values, but I didn't do a lot of creative work with my day. In fact, I spent a lot of my days being non-creative. And that inauthenticity really struck with me. And I spent a lot of my 20s in great anxiety, spending a lot of time trying to soothe myself with shopping and other activities like that. And it was because I was living inauthentically. That's a really hard word to say. In any case, the reason, as I said, I'm doing this video for you guys is, and for myself, is to remind us that anxiety doesn't, a lot of times, maybe perhaps for you, anxiety appears out of nowhere. But for me, I've noticed recently that a lot of my anxiety is based on the fact that I'm not being authentic to myself. It'll come out of nowhere and I'll be sitting there chilling out and I'm like, ah, everything's great. And then all of a sudden it comes out of nowhere and I'm like, well, what? Where did this anxiety come from? And if I analyze it a little bit, it will be because I've had a chance to be still or to be quiet for a bit, and my mind or body is telling me, remember that thing you did in the morning? That was not you. You shouldn't do that. Don't do that anymore. It's not you authentically. You want to be authentic. That's one of your values. Authenticity is definitely one of my values. And so you're not being true to your value. You have to be careful, etc., etc. Yeah, it's just a message, a banner, a billboard from the universe saying, you're not being authentic. This is how I'm going to show you. I'm going to send you some anxiety as a reminder. And so if you want to stop feeling this anxiety, correct the situation. Either tell that person that you were telling a truth or telling a lie, sorry. Fix it that way. Like, go tell the person that you were inauthentic with, or fix it within yourself. Change your values or change your path. And that's the basic gist of it. So if you guys have any questions on this, obviously message me or comment below. If you want me to do a video on value systems and how to figure out your own values, please comment below and I'll do one. And again, if you're interested in supporting me further, you can do that by going to my Ko-fi link. It's in the description below. Thank you for so much for watching. I shall see you guys next time around. Bye for now.
Thanks for listening. If you want to put a face to the voice, you can check out my YouTube channel, Boom Shakar. Bye for now.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. The future isn't scary, not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.